Welcome to the Taryn Reeve Show, where your journey to empowerment takes center stage. I'm your host, Taryn Reeves, best-selling author and publishing expert. Together, we'll dive into the hearts and minds of visionaries, disruptors, and trailblazing leaders to explore the most compelling and thought-provoking ideas in life, business, and marketing. Let's inspire, impact, and ignite. This is the Taryn Reeves Show. Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Taryn Reeves Show. Today I'm joined by Christy Moran, who lives just down the road from me and who has written with me twice. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be talking to you again. I've had so much fun on all of the things we've done together. So.
Yes, we always do have so much fun. Thank you so much. Now, Christy is an empowerment coach, a multifaceted energy healer and a heart-centered business owner. She is an international number one best-selling author of two multi-author books. She is also the creator of transformational programs for courageous people committed to living an authentic and impactful life. Her work combines inner mindset work and energetic transformation supported by a strategic framework designed to empower. Christy's soul-burning passion is to facilitate courageous individuals to experience maximum impact through their deepest level transformation and to guide them to connect with their inner fire and step into what is true and fulfilling for them. Christy lives in Australia and works with people all around the world. In her spare time, she enjoys being a grandma and volunteering as a mentor to teens at risk of disengagement. Christy, you live such a full life and you're always striving to give back to others and make the world such an amazing place. And as you mentioned, you've written with me twice before. And the most recent one was Corporate Dropouts. For those who are watching and listening who haven't read this book yet, do you want to give them a sneak peek of what your chapter is about?
Absolutely. So my chapter is about my journey of discovery, starting out trying to get the right job, the good job, the job that was going to make my family proud, trying to meet everybody else's expectations, but also trying to find happiness for myself. And so I went off on this journey and I know I became successful in the corporate world and was a regional manager for one of the largest building societies in Australia. And I was good at it. I was earning good money. It was providing for my family. But it got to the point that I just wasn't fulfilled anymore. I was looking for something more. And every day that I stayed in that world, I just lost myself even more. And so starting my own business, coming out of corporate and becoming an empowerment coach was a result of me being able to go within, figure out who I was and figure out what success actually looked like for me to make me happy.
Yeah. So let's chat about success then, because society models for us a very narrow definition of success. And we're constantly bombarded by the media and everyone who's conditioned around us. And so many of us get ensnared on that roller coaster ride. Do you want to talk to that and perhaps how it's possible to escape from that?
Yeah, it is. There's so many passing comments that we hear growing up and when we're going to go to uni or get a job, and we've got to get a well-paying job. You've got to get a secure job. You've got to think about the future. There's so many things that are put to us or guidance that we're given to know, go to uni and do this or do that because that's going to set you up. There's not a whole lot of encouragement there to follow your heart. There might also be some discouragement to follow your heart. You've got to get a real job. You can't make money doing that. And so we tend to get lost trying to find our way. And I guess our definition of success is maybe never uncovered until we go to look for it ourselves, because it's different for everybody. And I talk to people so often that have done all the things they thought they had to do in order to be successful, but they're not happy. And they're like, but I did all the right things. I got the job and or I got married. I had the family. I did all, but I'm not happy. Let's let all of that go and strip that back and go, what is it that your heart wants? And for some people, that's to be a full-time mom, to raise their kids. And for others, it's to be in the corporate world or to be driven and busy and have lots of projects on the go. Every single person is different. And so when we put one label of success there, not everybody's going to be fulfilled when they achieve that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, hands up, all of us who have done that. I think it's so easy. And I think that we're born with this innate ability to realize what it is that we want or expect from life and just that connection. And then, like you said, you hear these passing comments or that's not real life, that's just play. And then you look around and your parents are working hard in a job that they hate and there's no time ever. It's like this constant wheel that's just spinning and spinning. And that's a miserable way to live, let's be honest. Yes, we have to pay the bills. Yes, we have to be responsible adults and all of these other sorts of things that come into play. But nowhere does it say that you have to be miserable doing that. And I absolutely 100% believe that you can make money doing what you are good at and making an impact on the world and still having time for self-care and for your kids and to do whatever else your version of success looks like. And maybe your version of success isn't that you are earning a lot of money. Maybe you want to go off grid and grow your own food. That's cool too. Absolutely.
Yeah. That'd be the guilt of that as well. Because
oh my gosh.
And the judgment. It's like, no, but I can't do that because people are going to judge me and they're going to think that I'm not successful, even though you might be off grid and doing the thing that you want to do and feeling happy and successful within yourself. Then there's this whole other piece of judgment and what everybody else thinks about what you're doing and who you are and who you're being. And it's so complex.
It is complex. I mean, the human experience itself is complex, right? There's so much to learn and so much fear and judgment and love and joy and sadness and anger and all of the things to navigate. Yep. So your business, Christy, do you work with people to help them experience their own or uncover their own version of success and then to overcome all of these feelings in order to get there? Tell me more about your business and how it works.
Absolutely. So the people that I'm working with have reached that crossroads. They've recognized that, okay, all the hard work that they've been doing has gotten them here. It hasn't made them happy. They're not fulfilled. They know there's something more out there, but they don't really know how to get there or sometimes even exactly what that looks like. They just know that this life isn't the life that they're wanting anymore. They want something different. And so it is a journey of discovery, and we find what it is that lights your heart up, what it is that you are truly passionate about, what it is that gives you that internal motivation that pulls you forward. And as we do that, yes, all of the fear and the crap and the old decisions and rules come up, all of the stuff, when you go, oh, I'm going to go and do this amazing new thing, then within seconds, all that comes up. Oh no, maybe I won't. And I'm probably not going to be successful at it and I won't be able to make it work. And then these people are going to judge me. And oh my God, what's my dad going to say? All of it comes up as soon as we start to make those decisions to do something different. And that's all of the stuff we want to let go of so that it's no longer hindering us in moving forward and creating the life that we actually want to be living. So it is about discovering you, also embracing you, accepting you, because who we are, especially the differences that we are, we hide, we cut off, we ignore, we push down, pretend they're not there because we want to fit in and be accepted. Yeah. And so part of this is actually accepting who you are as a person and loving you and being that person that has your back so that you can start to move forward and create something different.
Is there like a common theme that comes up amongst your clients, I wonder? Is there a common internal story that we seem to have all picked up that seems to come to the forefront when we are trying to break out of this mold?
Yeah, one of the very common ones is we put everybody else first, everybody else's needs, everybody else's expectations, everybody else's ideas, especially as a female with children, family, everybody else comes first. We're focused on what they require in order to be happy and ignore everything that we need personally.
It's so detrimental. And do you think that this is because it's what we've seen the women who have come before us do and perhaps feel a bit judged by society around us if we don't do those things?
Yeah, absolutely. We learn it from our own families. Yeah. We've got a mum that does everything for everybody else and is a martyr, is running around making herself sick, trying to do everything for everybody else and won't accept anybody's help. That's what we learn to do. We learn that's how to love.
Yeah, we learn that that's how to love, how to show our affection is by doing things for other people. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's so interesting. And are you familiar with the five love languages?
Yeah.
So mine is acts of service. And yet I often find myself in this push-pull thing where I'm like, why is nobody helping me? And then I'll just do it myself.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny because we want the help. Some of us can ask for help, and it took me a long time to do that. But then it's like, no, you're not doing it right. And so our self-sabotage.
Maybe you don't like help.
Yeah. It's like, I was just quicker to do it myself. You're doing it wrong. No, this is the only way to do it.
And then you're resentful because no one's helping you.
Exactly. And everyone's like, oh my God, this woman is mad. And we do it to ourselves. It's funny in hindsight to watch, but I think it takes a lot of self-awareness to realize that you're doing it and then want to employ the tools to pull yourself out of that. So do you have any tips for people listening who might be in this cycle for them to perhaps ask for help or to learn to map out time for themselves?
You hit the nail on the head. It is awareness. We don't even recognize we're doing it. We're so stuck in it, in the drama, in the noise, the busyness, that we're just stuck in it and we keep going round and round in circles. And it's not until we are able to gain some awareness about that, be able to take a step back and go, whoa, what am I doing? No. And one of the ways that we can do that is to continually come back to the end result we're trying to achieve. But even that sometimes is difficult to find. Yeah. But it's understanding what are your values? What is really important to you? What are the elements of a happy and fulfilled life for you? What does that actually look like? Because when we can come back and have a look at what am I trying to achieve, we'll take a very different approach. Because in that busyness, in that trying to do everything for everybody else, we're likely trying to get love and acceptance. It's one of the main things that we're looking for when we're doing that. We want love and we want acceptance. And so we stay busy doing all of the things. And if I just do more for them, and if I do this and I do that, and I anticipate every need that they have, and then I go and I do that and I exhaust myself, then surely I'll get that love and acceptance. Mm-hmm. And then when we don't, we then blame ourselves and go, oh, we're not good enough. We need to clearly do more and be more until we just can't push ourselves any further. And so when we recognize, hang on, if I'm looking for love and acceptance, what is actually the obvious thing for me to do to get them?
And that's to love ourselves, right?
Yeah, that might be doing something self-loving. It might actually be asking for what we need. We maybe need a hug. So instead of doing all the things in hope that somebody hugs us, we can go, what? I really could do with a hug right now. Or I could really do with giving myself some time and going and doing something that I love and I enjoy and that pampers me.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so important.
Our relationship with others is a reflection of our relationship with self.
Yeah.
Every single relationship we have is just mirroring back to us the relationship we've got with ourselves.
Yeah, that's an interesting perspective.
Yeah, if we're being disrespectful to ourselves, if we're angry with ourselves, if we're judging ourselves for putting ourselves down, then guess what? You can see that in all the relationships around you. And so that's a really good way to start to become more aware when we notice, hang on, this thing's happening in this relationship that I've got with this person and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, how is that reflecting in the relationship that you've got with you?
Yeah.
Because if you start to change that within you, then it changes out there as well.
Yeah. Now, I know that you said that your bio seemed to indicate that you work with both men and women. Who do you love to work with in this kind of capacity? Who do you find that you work the best with?
Gender doesn't matter, to be honest. The person I work best with is the person who's committed to achieving what it is that they want in life. They're driven. They're committed to creating a life that they desire.
Yep.
Willing to do the work, to do what needs to be done, to look at what needs to be looked at in order to let go of their past. They can find the courage, they can uncover the courage to be able to take the steps that they need to take to move forward and create something different.
Yeah.
Because it does take courage.
Yeah. And do you find that people come to you at a specific or a more common age, like a time in their lifespan that they start to realize all of this and click that something needs to change?
Yeah, I find 40s, mid-40s, they've spent a lifetime already.
Yes.
Trying to achieve all the things that they thought they needed to achieve. And they've started to achieve a lot of that and are realizing that there has to be more to life. how did I even get here? This is not what I thought I was going to be doing when I hit my 40s.
I didn't sign up for this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's that real crossroads in life where it might be that the kids have grown up and become more independent. So there's now time and space for the individual. And it's, what do I do with that?
Yeah, what do I do with my spare time?
Yeah. Or it's that the career is just getting, or life is getting so overwhelming and so hard because we're pushing that we just can't do it anymore. And that could be health as well. Often people have hit that roadblock in their health and gone, I just can't keep doing the same thing that I've been doing over and over again because it's now impacting my health. I'm finally going to listen and find another way.
Yeah, it's a bit of that brutal wake-up call from the universe. Yeah.
Or crossroads point.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you working on at the moment then? Do you have any group programs? Are they one-on-one? What's coming up next for you? Or maybe it's something personal. What's happening in the life of Christy?
Yeah, one of my goals when I started my business, I remember my son and daughter-in-law had only just gotten engaged and I was married. And one of the things that has always been dear to my heart and something that I've always wanted to do was have time to look after my grandchildren. 1 or 2 days a week, that was just something for me that I thought, when I become a grandmother, I want to be that kind of grandmother. And when he said that to me, I was like, whoa, hang on. I still work full time in a corporate environment. Like, no, I'm not in a position that I would be able to look after my grandchild. And that was a real driving force for me in, I guess, having the courage and pushing me forward to do something different. And that was one of the things that sparked me to start to look at what else is out there. And in creating my business, that has now given me that opportunity. My son did get married. They did have a baby and she's about to turn one in 4 weeks' time.
So cute.
And my daughter-in-law will go back to work. I'm going to be able to look after her a couple of days a week.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is one of these examples of what is success. You know,
yes,
me being able to have the time and the space and the ability to look after my granddaughter a couple of days a week.
Yeah.
That makes me happy.
Like,
that to me is success. And so it's getting so close. It's only 4 weeks away. So I'm super excited about it.
Yeah. What date does she turn one?
She's the 8th of June.
Oh, so cute. Happy birthday, little one, for the 8th of June. What a cutie. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's that milestone piece. It's I've been able to create my business in a way that I'm happy and fulfilled. I get to do something that I love. I'm having the impact on the world. I'm helping people change their lives. And it's also allowing me to be able to create my life in the way that I want to create it.
Yeah. A perfect example of the difference of success. What does success look like? Well, you have to look within to find that answer, right?
That's right.
Not on media or Google or Forbes, the billboards or whatever, Hello Magazine. I don't know. Does that even still exist? I don't read magazines. Not like that. I read Organic Gardener and stuff like that.
But like you said, you also said you're doing one-on-one, you're doing group. And over that time and journey of creating my business, the bit that I love the most is the one-on-one coaching.
Yeah.
So that is how I support people. I work with people over either a 6-month period or a 12-month period.
Yeah.
Because if you truly want to change your life, it's not going to happen overnight.
Oh, absolutely.
It is going to take you showing up and committing to yourself and doing the work that you need to do, learning new things, going back out into life and behaving differently and learning new things and overcoming what needs to be overcome. And that takes time and commitment.
Yeah, and unlearning.
Unlearning, exactly. And that's what people will say. It's like, oh, I don't want to be angry or I don't want to be anxious or I don't want to be this thing anymore. And it's like, okay, well, what does that look like instead?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. If I don't show up that way, how do I show up? And so learning the old, but also discovering the new.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's exciting, you know, all the possibilities. And how lucky are we that everything is just a choice and it's not limited, right? Mm. You don't get unlimited choices. It's like, burp, you've had 3 goes, your time is up. You can choose again. And speaking of exciting possibilities, Christy, You have written in two multi-author books with me now.
Mm.
Are there any views on the horizon for perhaps a more in-depth solo book?
Yes, absolutely. And I started to write the solo book before I even came across Phoenix Rising.
Did you? Okay.
I did. And it's still in the works. It feels like there's more discovery for me yet before I can really complete that.
Yeah.
And so that in itself has been a journey.
Oh, it's always a journey.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's as I experience different things and learn different things and get involved in different experiences like writing in these two books, it's adding other elements. Mm-hmm. And I'm really trying to allow it to create itself. This feels like it's something that is not necessarily controlled by me. There's something greater that's guiding me on this. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, as much as I can, being an allowance of that.
Yeah.
And trying not to control that process too much. And there's times where I go, yes, that's it. That's perfect. And I can sit down and I can write that and add that. And then there's other times where it's like, you know, if I force myself to sit down and try and write, it's just not going to happen because I'm not in the space. So yeah, the answer to your question is absolutely yes. As far as what that's going to look like and the time frame, I have no idea. All I know is that I want it to be impactful. I want it to be an experience, stories of life that are inspirational and you're able to connect with and learn from and grow through. And I've set those expectations pretty high for what I want it to be able to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's allowing that to come to fruition.
And what do you think that the book's about? Because this could change, I feel. I feel like this is an evolving beast.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. When I first sat down and started, I thought it was going to be a self-help book, or that was going to be the primary point of it. Yep. That has changed and evolved. It will absolutely help people and impact people's lives, but it's going to be more of a inspiring stories and journey of growth and discovery and people being able to go on that self-journey as they go through reading the book, but in a really feminine way.
Beautiful. I love it. So what was it like working with the team and I here at Four Eagles? Did coming into these projects inspire you more on your solo book? Because I know that you'd already started. What was the whole process like?
Yeah, it was so good being able to go through the process with other like-minded people, making friendships and connections with others who are like-minded and who were trying to have an impact on the world as well.
Yeah.
And then there was the personal journey for all of us.
Yeah.
And knowing that we're doing that with other people and we've got each other's backs and got the support of each other and we're not doing it alone.
Yeah.
Because it's scary. Writing your story and having to look at it for yourself is one thing, but then sharing it with the world and putting it out there for other people to have an opinion on.
Yes.
And that all comes with that. And that's scary. And so being able to do that amongst other amazing women, yeah, and be supported by Four Eagles Publishing and yourself, knowing that all of the detail was taken care of. We didn't have to worry about that stuff. No, here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
And we're supported to do it. And having the masterclasses and the extra bits and being able to go back and watch those recordings as well.
Yeah.
Because we weren't always at the same pace either.
Yes, that's right.
We were all at different points. So being able to know that support was there, but we could always go back and rewatch a live or get the support that we needed in the way we needed it was just.
Yeah. Yeah. The multi-author books are such a beautiful experience in doing it in community. And they're such a beautiful stepping stone towards that bigger journey of the solo book, to get a taste of what the publishing process or the writing process or the marketing process is actually like. Christy, we are wrapping up now. We are running out of time, my love. There never seems to be enough when I get into these conversations with amazing women, but I want people to know, how can they find you if they're in this transition and they're going, no, this isn't what I signed up for and I need support. How can they come and find you and perhaps work with you?
Yeah. So my website is holisticlifetransformations.com. Yeah. You can connect with me via my website. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, all of the places. So you really can reach out anywhere. But yeah, holisticlifetransformations.com is my website. And yeah, open to have a quick chat on the phone. I like to have an initial session with somebody so that we can really get to know each other, but also so they can experience what this work is about, because the energetic side of what we can do enable you to let go. And that's one of the problems that people have. It's like, I know that it's impacting me. I know that I keep getting triggered by this thing and I want to let go, but what is that even? How do I do that?
Yes. Yeah.
And we can do that easily. Energetically, we can let go of it so that you're just no longer triggered by that same thing anymore. And being able to let go of that emotional trigger allows you to then have a different choice. Because there's times where, you know, we mentioned before about that being aware of what's going on so that you can choose something different. But you can be triggered by something and you can be absolutely aware that you're being triggered. But you're even having an argument in your own head going, no, stop it. Don't say that. What are you doing? This is not helping. At the same time as you're doing the thing you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And it owns you.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's a practice though, right? To go various stages along the way.
It is. And when we bring in the energy work and we're able to let go of that energetically, it just takes a lot of that owning of you out of it. And so that allows you to make that different choice. When you're aware of it, you go, oh, I'm about to do it.
Yeah.
It's much easier to be able to go, oh, hang on. No, I'm going to choose to react in a different way instead.
Yeah.
So having that first experience, that first appointment allows people to really get a feel for what it is and if it's right for them.
Yeah.
I work with people over a 6-month period. You want to know that what you're getting into is right for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an intimate relationship, right? An intimate co-creation.
It is. So you can reach out by phone, email, whatever, and get your initial questions answered. We can have those conversations to answer those questions. But to really understand what coaching is about and how it can help, we have that initial experience. And people get to make that choice that's right for them.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, the book that we have been discussing the most is Corporate Dropouts, and it looks like this over here.
Yeah.
If you have not listened to or read this book yet, then please head on over to Amazon and get your copy, or perhaps you know of someone who would benefit from having a copy of the book. It is in no way, shape, or form a book about how terrible corporate is and how we hate corporate and it's the worst thing. And if you're in corporate, you're a bad person. That is absolutely not true, because some people are made to thrive in the corporate environment. This book is still for those people, because they may not be happy in their current job and they might just want to find another one or get promoted or something like that. It's not necessarily just for those people who want to come out of the corporate environment and start their own business, although it's very beneficial for them too. 19 amazing women shared their stories in this book about having these really successful high-flying corporate careers and then deciding, you know what, I don't want to play this game anymore. And the courageous journey that they took and the decisions that they made and the difficulties that they ran into, not only within themselves, but from an outer perspective as well, that judgment from society, and how they have now come to be where they are today. So grab your copy. It's available in ebook, paperback, and hard copy via Amazon. You just have to search Corporate Dropouts. And of course, if you're wanting to experience the magic of a multi-author book, or perhaps your own solo book, whether it's writing, publishing, or marketing, contact us here at Four Eagles Publishing. We would love to chat to you about your amazing book idea and bring it into reality. Christy, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure as always, and I feel like we'll be doing this again in the very near future.
Thank you. I've loved working with you.
Thank you so much. I love working with you. Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a wrap on today's episode. If you love the insights and inspiration, don't let it end here. Hit subscribe to stay connected and turn your visions into reality alongside our community of changemakers. I'm Taryn Reeves. Thank you for joining me. And remember, your story has power. See you in the next episode.